headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ariel.
And Olivia.
With your 9am deadlines. In local news, tomato prices have skyrocketed across Australia due to a significant shortage, with consumers facing never-seen-before high costs. This scarcity is primarily caused by chaotic weather in Queensland, including heavy rain and unseasonably cool conditions, which delayed production. Further pressure comes from the detection of tomato brown rugose fruit virus in South Australia and Victoria, impacting yield and supply from southern states as production shifts north. The average price has increased by $5 per kilo, and supermarkets anticipate improved supply and lower prices in the coming weeks, with normal stock expected by August or September.
A Brisbane train driver with COVID ran a red light when they suffered a sneezing fit in the inner city a little more than 2 years ago. The driver had to apply emergency brakes to avoid a collision with another oncoming train on the track. The Australian Transport Safety Bureau found the driver had acknowledged an automatic warning alert as the train approached the stop signal, but failed to recognise the signal to stop. Investigators were told the driver could not remember acknowledging the alert.
In national news, Australians might be in for a price hike on pepper as a global shortage threatens supermarket stocks. A disappointing monsoon season across parts of Asia, where the bulk of the world's pepper is grown, has left crops underperforming, triggering concerns about future availability and price spikes. Ia Hemphill, managing director of Australian spice company Herbie Spices, said, quote, "Currently peppercorn prices are high due to lower crop yields in the most tropical countries where pepper is grown," end quote. Closer to home, limited black pepper is grown in far north Queensland, but not nearly enough to offset the global squeeze. However, Coles said Coles and Woolies currently have enough supply and have not raised any immediate concerns.
The Northern Territory is legalising capsicum spray for self-defence from September, based on a new trial. This initiative will allow people over 18 with no criminal history to purchase the spray from licensed firearm dealers, replicating Western Australia's model. This decision has reignited national discussion, with activist Jade Howard advocating for broader legalisation. While pepper spray is currently illegal in most Australian states and territories except Western Australia, advocates argue that it provides a vital self-defence option for a wider range of individuals, including women and vulnerable communities.
In international news, Iranian state TV has allegedly been hacked, with the state warning users about an irrelevant clip reportedly seen by accessing its channels via satellite. The clip calls for the public to rise up against the government and to take control of your future, accusing the Iranian establishment of failing its own people. The video features several clips from the mass protests of 2022 and images of senior Iranian commanders who were killed by Israel during its Operation Rising Lion against Iran on the 13th of June. The state TV said the messages appeared due to, quote, "the enemy jamming satellite signals," end quote.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 13 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au. Gotta get that paycheck.